I don't want anything to change. I don't want anything to change.
Everybody, welcome back. It is a drizzly Monday morning on November 22nd. We are just around the corner of Thanksgiving. I'm getting excited. It means a little bit of break from school for me and getting to see family, which is always lovely. So in the sake of Thanksgiving, we're gonna change it up a little bit today. So as some of you may know, this show is Bird Brained. My name is Gabriel Molnar, and typically what we do is we explore a genre per the week, and we go through some artists of that genre, but I figured, since we're so close to Thanksgiving, it might be nice to do a little bit of gratitude episode. This week I'm going to be playing songs that I am particularly grateful for. Either I'm grateful for the song, or I'm grateful for the person that I connect that song to. So That Was the Way I Am by Ingrid Michaelson. I'm always just grateful for that song because it, you know, reminds me to take myself, I guess, and other people at face value, to take them the way that they are, and just be loving and accepting. So yeah, that was Ingrid Michaelson, The Way I Am. And next we're going to be listening to Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain.
That was Hey Jude by the Beatles. That song in particular goes out to my grandparents, Anne and Michael Parker. That was a song that they used to listen to with me all the time. My grandma Anne used to have a little CD of Beatles songs in her car that she would play for my sister and I. So that song just very much reminds me of childhood and childhood innocence and just the role that those two wonderful people have played in my life. So, you know, in the mood of being grateful, I'm grateful for them. And also just, you know, just all my family. I think I very much have the privilege of being grateful for my family and loving my family. I hope that you do too. I hope that you get to see some of your family during Thanksgiving, during this upcoming break, and just spend some time with the people that you love. And while you're with them, tell them why you love them, because, you know, if you really love them, they deserve to hear it. This next song might be my favorite song of all time, or at least it was at one point. This is Dashboard by Modest Mouse. This was most definitely my favorite song throughout preschool, which is, you know, kind of a couple years back there, but it still holds a special place in my heart. So without further ado, Dashboard by Modest Mouse.
Well, it would have been, could have been worse than you would ever know. On the dashboard and melted, but we still have the radio. Oh, it should have been, could have been worse than you would ever know. Well, you told me about nowhere. Well, it sounds like some place I'd like to go. Yeah, it wouldn't been, could've been worse.
Short skirt, long jacket, cake. That's from the album Comfort Eagle, 2001. That song goes out to my mother because that was one of her favorite songs back in the day that she used to play for me while driving me around. And, of course, everyone should be grateful for their mother. I'm especially grateful for my mother just in light of this radio show because she is very much the one who introduced me to a lot of the music that I listen to today and just kind of got me interested in music in general. She had these big folders of CDs back home and like massive, like 4 or 5 inches thick, just chock full of CDs, which is, I know, kind of a relic. And I haven't listened to a CD in far too long, but it was this treasure trove of music, and she would flip through and pick out a CD and play it sometimes. So thank you, Mom, for introducing me to music. That was Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake. Yeah. Next up, we're going to listen to I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2. The gratitude here is twofold. One, because U2 was my first concert, and I love watching live music and going to performances and going to concerts and seeing the artists that I love live, just because music is always better live. So do yourself a favor if you have the opportunity to and you feel comfortable within the next few months. I'd highly recommend going and seeing some live music. There are a lot of good shows coming to Boston, as always. One band that I really like that's coming pretty soon is St. Paul and the Broken Bones. They're coming in March. And then also Alche is coming in April. So if either of those bands are appealing to you, you should maybe check them out. So yeah, first concert, U2. This song was also sent to me recently by my old high school advisor, this woman named Vanessa Ortega, who taught me how to learn how to love. Love how to learn. There we go. She taught me to love how to learn and taught me a lot about myself as a student and as a person throughout high school. So this song also goes out a little bit to Miss Vanessa Ortega. You Too. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I love that song. I love You Too. Hey, I do love You Too. So that marks the first half of the hour and the first half of, well, you know, I can't cover everything I'm grateful for in an hour, but those songs kind of represent the music of my childhood a little bit more, and the next half hour will represent hopefully a little bit more of the music that I've been listening to for the past 4 or 5 years. My music taste and development was kind of weird, because at first it very much started being what my mom would play for me and what would be on around the house and in the car, and then from about second grade to ninth grade, pretty much all I listened to was the radio. And that was a great thing, because, you know, there's beauty to the radio. As I speak on the radio, you know, maybe I'm biased here, but there's definitely beauty to the radio. One, because it lets me talk at you, which is, you know, I have fun doing this. I hope that you have fun listening. And there's kind of a humanity in that I actually am a real person, kind of in the studio talking to you, trying to curate these shows for somebody's enjoyment. And I think that's a part of the radio that I never really realized and never gave thanks to when I listened casually. But, you know, there's kind of this process of curating, and there's a shared want between me and hopefully you to listen to good music. And the radio is kind of, each radio hour, each radio show is kind of an effort to spread good music and spread love. And also, another thing that the radio does, at least popular radio, is back in when I was in, you know, middle and elementary school, everybody was listening to the same music. So there'd be this collective, you know, there'd be this wave of everybody listening to, like, Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, which, you know, by no means is fantastic music, but everyone would listen to it together, and everyone would get super excited about songs together, and you'd kind of have this shared musical context, which you don't really have in the same degree with Spotify and streaming services, because, you know, there's beauty to tailoring your music and what you listen to, but also it kind of takes away from a communal listening and understanding music and sharing music. But yeah, so from elementary up until high school, I pretty much listened to exclusively the radio. And then around high school, family got Spotify, and I started exploring a little bit more on Spotify and seeing what was out there. So this next hour is going to be a little bit of gratitude for my high school friends and the people that shared music with me back then. And this song is called Left Hand Free by Alt-J. This song was shared with me first by my friend Jesse Cool. He deserves the last name. He's quite a guy. And Alt-J is quite a band. And we used to listen to this music together just while hanging out late nights, and it would be just good music to chill and talk to, and, you know, kind of, I don't know, for me, high school was very much positive. It was very much an era of self-discovery and reflection, and this music kind of provided a backing track to that, if you will. So, Left Hand Free by Alt-J. Hope you enjoy.
Big Bartolini, Mini, Mario, Mo, and Flower, you're the chosen one. I tackle Jesus.
Left Hand Free by Alt J. A groovy little song. Next, we're going to be listening to A Horse With No Name by America and George Martin. This song is... Well, I'm playing this song because of my cousin, Andreas, who I had the privilege of going to high school with and growing up with. We grew up in the same area. And... Yeah, I don't know. He's always been my adventure buddy, someone I lean on and talk to a good bit. We played sports together. I don't know. You know, it's just those companions that you share a lot of time with and a lot of conversations with and, you know, in our case, a lot of music with. It's nice to have those people. You know, everybody needs friends, everybody needs companions, everybody needs people who get them. And Andreas was very much that for me. So this song is for him.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things that sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name.
That was A Horse With No Name by America. Shout out to Andreas, one of the coolest guys I know. Next up, we're going to be listening to I'm With You by Vance Joy. This specific version of the song was performed live at the Red Rocks Amphitheater, which is one of my bucket list concert venues. It's this great, beautiful amphitheater of, you know, as the name would suggest, Red Rocks. In Utah, and apparently it's just a fantastic experience. And this is a fantastic song. This has been a song that I've been listening to a lot recently. It was shared to me by my friend Griffin, who's been one of my better friends here at Tufts so far in this first semester. So with this song, shout out to Mr. Griffin Hardy. He's on the crew team. He's a pretty cool guy. If you see him around, give him a wave. Say hi. I'm With You, Vance Joy.
I saw you standing there, sandy blonde hair, the way you came tumbling down, just like a waterfall. If you need a light, I'll be the match to your candle, my darling. I'm ready to burst into flames for you. I was just coasting till we met. You remind me just how good it can get. Well, I've been on fire dreaming of you. Tell me you don't, it feels like you do. Looking like that, you'll open some wounds. How does it start and when does it end? Only been here for a moment, but I know I want you. But is it too soon to know that I'm with you? There's nothing I can do. Sometime around one, we fell asleep to escape from the sun, and we woke up to the sound of a storm outside. We stood at your front door, you looked at me and said, baby, this rain changes everything. And my heart ran away from me. I was just coasting till we met. Remind me just how good it can get. Well, I've been on fire dreaming of you. tell me you don't, it feels like you do. Opening up can open some wounds. How does it start and when does it end? Only been here for a moment, but I know I want you. Darling, I do. I'm with you. There's nothing I won't do to see you shine. I'll swing for the fences, I'll run to the line, and it's high time that you love me. You do it so well to see you shine. I'll swing for the fences, I'll run to the line, and it's high, high time. Oh, darling, I'm with you. Oh, darling, I'm with you. There's nothing darling, I'm with you.
Thank you so much.
Vance Joy, I'm With You, live at Red Rocks. That's quite a good live album, so if you just liked what you heard, I would recommend checking it out. It is that time of the hour. We have about 15 minutes left, and I have yet to read the required PSA, so here we go. This PSA is called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. And just all in all, remember to practice good internet health and safety. The internet is a beautiful thing at times, but also make sure to take a break and appreciate the not internet. I know that, at least for my generation, social media is easy to get sucked into, and it's easy to make comparisons between yourself and others on social media when you just consume so many images of other people and you know, other people doing fun things. There's a tendency to glorify and romanticize other people's lives and look at your own as lesser than because it isn't what is reflected on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or whatnot. So, you know, put the phone down. This is a reminder to me as well, just because, you know, I think we're all in our generation a little bit susceptible to this. But yeah, just take a moment to appreciate yourself and your own life, and you know, in the spirit of being thankful, just take some time to remember what you're grateful about for yourself. You know, if it's a strong head on your shoulders or a beautiful voice or a knack for playing the piano, you know, whatever it may be, make sure that you recognize how special you are. 'Cause, you know, I'm sure that you all out there listening have something about you that makes you completely unique, whether it's, you know, as I was saying, empathy or a strong head on your shoulders or a special talent. Just make sure that you appreciate that about yourself, and of course share that with the world. Next up, we have Abandoned Mansion by Dr. Dog. This song, why is this song important to me? This song is important to me because it very much represents adventure and my friendship with one of my close friends from back home, Grayson Cooper. This song was played a lot over a road trip that we took together, and it was quite a mighty fine time. So here is Abandoned Mansion by Dr. Dog. Thank you. Dr. Dog, Abandoned Mansion. Good song. Good music. This next song is, we're going to be listening to Harvest Moon by Neil Young. We're going to slow it down for the last two songs of the hour. And these two songs that we're going to play, Harvest Moon by Neil Young and Crazy by Patsy Cline, have been some of my favorite songs for a very long time. I think partially because both of them are songs that remind me about why I love music. Especially with Harvest Moon, it's kind of a song that you'll put on and for the entire 5 minutes and 3 seconds, there's just not much else going on. You just sit and you listen and you appreciate the sounds that are hitting your eardrums and you think, wow, that's a beautiful, beautiful song. And that's kind of the beauty for me of music. It's not necessarily escape, but it's a break. It's a little bit of momentary beauty in your day. And Harvest Moon very much exemplifies that for me. So I hope you guys enjoy the last two songs of our hour, Harvest Moon and Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the I want to celebrate. 'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest
with the last song of the hour from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to be listening to Patsy Cline, Crazy, featuring the Jordinaries. This song is a song that reminds me of my dad and of my grandparents on the other side, Omi Naipapa, because we just listen to this song at their house a lot, and they have, again, they also have a CD collection. They would oftentimes whip this out after dinners and just let us enjoy some good music. And it's served as, funnily enough, a connection. Most people don't know Patsy Cline, especially if you're only 18. So whenever I share Patsy Cline with people and they actually know of Patsy Cline, it serves as a really great connection. And I've met some, actually two friends now through Patsy Cline, weirdly enough. But without further ado, Crazy by Patsy Cline.